Professional was performed by the Anna Temple Shrine Bagpipers. Tonight's colors are presented by the Maine State Honor Guard. And this evening's national anthems will be performed by the Bangor Band under the direction of Dr. Fred Goldridge. At this time, we'd like to introduce the participants for this year's Senior League World Series. Teams, as you are introduced, we ask for you to take a couple of steps forward onto the infield dirt with your state or national flag to be recognized. Starting with the United States Eastern Regional Champions, the Easton Home Run Baker Little League from Talbot County, Maryland. From San Nicolas, Aruba, the champions of the Latin American region and defending Senior League World Series champions, the Aruba South Little League. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise for the national anthem of Aruba. Regional champions from the Fall Bay Little League in Palm Bay, Florida. From Montreal, Quebec, the Canadian champions, the Notre Dame de Grasse Little League. And now the national anthem of Canada.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Southwestern Regional Champions from Tyler, Texas, the Rose Capital East Little League. The champions from the Asia Pacific region, the Tanawan Little League from Tanawan City, Philippines. Ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of the Philippines. U.S. Central Regional Champions, the Northeast Fraternal Northwest Little League from Midland, Michigan. With the Europe Middle East Africa Regional Champions from Friuli Venezia Giulia, Italy, please step forward, the Friuli Venezia Giulia Little League. At this time, the national anthem of Italy. The U.S. Western Regional Champions from Hilo, Hawaii, the Hilo Little League. And finally, the host team of the 2011 Senior League World Series, the Maine District 3 Champions, representing the Brewer Little League from Brewer, Maine. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, let's take a moment to honor America as the Bangor Band, under the direction of Dr. Fred Goldrich, performs the national anthem of the United States. At this time, we'd like to recognize, hailing from all over the world, located tonight along the third baseline, the 2011 Senior League World Series umpires. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the podium at home plate as we continue with tonight's festivities. Our master of ceremonies this evening is Bangor East Little League President Dale Duff.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming. Before we get started, can we get another great round of applause for the historic Bangor band for their outstanding work tonight? Thank you. And to the Anna Templer Shriner, the bagpipers and the drummers, thank you very much. Great job. And the Maine State Color Guard, which is Air National Guard and Bangor Firefighters. How about that? What a terrific scene this is tonight to see 10 teams from across the globe here in Bangor, Maine, ready to go at it for a world championship over the next week's time period. 10 years ago, the tournament came here to Mansfield Stadium, and we're going to be talking much more about that as this night goes along. Look at it this way. 10 years ago, when the first World Series game was played here, all of the players on these teams were about T-ball age. And here they are, 10 years playing in the World Championship. And 10 years ago, our first speaker tonight was only in his fourth decade of Little League volunteer service. Now it's five decades. Please welcome our District 3 Administrator, Bob Stevenson.
On behalf of the many Little League volunteers in District 3, I welcome the baseball world to Mansfield Stadium. It is an honor to be the host district for this world-class event. District 3 has a rich tradition of Little League baseball and softball. We have 19 leagues from Pittsfield-Newport area all the way north to Caribou, kids of all ages having fun playing this great game. To this year's district championship all-star teams, congratulations. A special congratulations to the Herman softball team and the Bangor junior baseball team for winning state titles. To the 10 senior league teams behind me, good luck and enjoy your time in Eastern Maine. One of you will win the world title in the next few days, but remember, all of you are champions in the eyes of baseball fans everywhere. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Our next speaker, giving us our City of Bangor welcome, will you please welcome our mayor, our council chair, and a great supporter of this event, Susan Hawes.
Thank you, Dale. Good evening. It is certainly my pleasure to welcome all of you here on behalf of the City Council and the citizens of Bangor. This is an event that yearly is anticipated with much joy and lots of good thoughts for all of the teams that will participate this week. And may you all enjoy success as you play, but remember that the spirit of competition as you do that. Mike, I do have here a recognition from the City Council. Recognize the Senior Little League World Series. Whereas Senior League Baseball is a division of Little League Baseball for players ages 14 through 16, And whereas the City of Bangor and Mansfield Stadium have successfully hosted the Senior League World Series since 2002, and whereas the Senior League World Series brings together the very best players and teams from around the world to compete in the pastime sport of baseball, and whereas event organizers, volunteers, and sponsors have spent countless hours and made significant contributions to ensure that all aspects of this World Series have been planned and will be executed in world-class fashion. Try that. Now, therefore, I, Susan M. Hawes, Mayor of the City of Bangor, on behalf of the City Council and citizens of Bangor, do hereby welcome team members from the Philippines, Aruba, Italy, Canada, and the United States to our city for the Senior League World Series. We wish each team the best of luck and hope that the activities during the World Series will provide lasting memories for participating players and coaches and their families and friends. We eagerly await the umpire's command to play ball. Given this 13th day of August, Susan M. Hawes, Mayor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now, our next speaker certainly knows a thing or two about baseball in 1964, when the Maine Black Bear baseball team played in Omaha, Nebraska for the College World Series. This young man was named the most valuable player, the most outstanding player in the College World Series. Please welcome the mayor of Brewer, Joe Ferris.
Thank you, Dale, very much. As mayor of the city of Brewer, and on behalf of our citizens, I would like to welcome you all to the 10th Senior League World Series here in magnificent Mansfield Stadium. Brewer is a city of 9,300 directly across the river from Bangor. We are not exactly twin cities, but we do share many things, and we do a lot together. We also compete with each other. It is therefore a special pleasure for me to welcome everyone here tonight and to acknowledge with no small amount of pride that the Brewer Senior League, as the host team of the 2011 World Series, the great success achieved by Bangor in last year's series was inspirational, and we are hopeful Brewer will have similar success. Bangor has a lot of things Brewer does not have: a shopping mall, a casino, a folk festival, and a new arena coming. As mayor, if I had my pick, I'd take Mansfield Stadium and the Senior League World Series and move it across the river to Brewer. I would, of course, bring along Ron St. Pierre, Dave Mansfield, Mike Brooker, the head of District 3, Bob Stevenson, opening ceremonies chairman, Dale Duff, and many other extraordinary volunteers, not to mention the hardworking fundraising team of Doug Damon, Nikki Farnham, and Doug McDonald. They deserve much gratitude for all they do to make this a great event. Thank you. Many of the players in attendance this week will go on to play college baseball, and some of you will have a career in pro baseball and even the major leagues. As we now know, there have been five who have made the major leagues that have played in this tournament. I wish you all the best of luck, courage, and stamina. You have accomplished a great event in your journey here, and you should all be very proud of what you've done. This will be an experience you will cherish for the rest of your lives. Enjoy it. You are playing in a World Series. It has been almost 50 years since I played in a World Series and have wonderful memories of the competition. I hope you enjoy the spirit of competition and honor the rules of good sportsmanship. Congratulations. Lastly, I would like to thank the King family, without whose generosity and foresight this event would not have been possible. Thank you also to the senior league coaches, including those of our hometown team, Roger White and his assistants, Phil Pushat and Alan Alexander. And of course, the umpires who volunteer their time and effort to this great event. There are many others who have contributed to the success of this tournament, and I thank you all for your time and participation. To our out-of-town guests, in addition to the great baseball, I hope you will take the time to explore what our region has to offer. This is our best time of year. We do not expect snow. We are very glad to have you together with us in our community. Let's play ball. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. And now to welcome our tournament director, Mike Brooker. He'll have a few words to say and then get ready for our special ceremonial first pitch. Please welcome tournament director, Mike Brooker.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you, Ms. Hawes and Mr. Ferris, for coming tonight and speaking on behalf of our communities. This is our 10th year. We're so happy to be able to continue hosting this event. We like to think that Mansfield Stadium, the Senior League World Series Organizing Committee, puts on as good a World Series as there is, maybe outside of Williamsport. We hope you enjoy your time here. I do want to acknowledge the volunteer crew that puts this tournament on. I get a lot of FaceTime, I get a lot of press time, but there's a lot of people working. And if you see somebody this week walking around with a red shirt or a blue volunteer shirt, be sure to thank them, because everybody here is volunteering their time. We do it because we have passion for the game and passion for the kids. I want to acknowledge the two black flags that we have flying at Mansfield Stadium this year. We lost two important people to the Bangor West Side, Bangor East, and Maine District 3 programs this year. Ken Parker was a longtime umpire in chief. We lost him last year and continue to miss him every day. And Bernard Doc Mann was a longtime teacher in Bangor. Lived to be 100 years old and passed away this year. Up to the age of 99, he was sitting right in the middle watching every game played at this stadium for the last 20 years, and we miss him as well. At this time, it's my great pleasure to announce some of the participants in the first World Series that was played here in Bangor. We have some of the 2002 coaches and team members here, and I'd like to introduce them now. The manager on that team was David Utterback. Coaching with him was Travis Grover. Team members who are in attendance tonight are PJ Dow, Anthony DeRosa, Brian Hackett, Ryan Roulette. We got the same reaction 10 years ago. It's amazing. And then a young man who, in the first World Series, set a record that may be tied, but will never be broken. Josh had 14 innings. He did go 1-1, but in the game we lost, the opening game, it was a 1-0 game. That run was unearned. And then in the fourth game, when he beat the West team from California, I think he also allowed one unearned run. So he pitched 14 innings, no earned runs. So he's got an 0-0-0 earned run average, and that may be tied, but it'll never be broken. Josh Young.
throw to the Brewer Little League pitcher, Ian Forrest.